Chapter 15. Leaving Corfu. Finally, Mr. Kralevsky told Mother he didn't have anything more to teach me. He suggested a school in England or Switzerland to finish my education. "But Mother," I said, "I like being half-educated. Everything is so much more surprising." However, Mother refused to listen. She decided that we would return to England for a month to find a school for me. In order to avoid a rebellion in the family, she told us it was going to be a very short holiday. We would return to Corfu soon. Our suitcases and boxes were packed, and I made cages for the birds and tortoises. The dogs looked uncomfortable in their new collars. We took our last walks among the olive trees and said goodbye to our many peasant friends. Spiro came to the villa to take us to town for the last time. In the customs building, Mother stood by our mountain of possessions. The magpies and Aleko stared at the customs official.
"Are all these yours?"
he asked Mother. She nodded her head nervously.
"Do you have any new clothes?" the inspector then asked.
"Excuse me," said Mother. "I didn't understand the question."
"Do you have any new clothes?" he repeated louder.
Spiro arrived and saved Mother by answering,
"No," he said. "They not have new clothes."
Our good friends waited for the boat with us. It was difficult to find the words to say goodbye. "Well, I won't say goodbye, but au revoir," said Theodore sadly, as he shook hands with all of us. "I hope you return very soon."
"Goodbye, goodbye,"
said Kralevsky, going from person to person. "Have a lovely time. It will be a good holiday. Come back soon." Spiro shook hands with each of us, and then stood with a sad expression on his face.
"Well, I say goodbye," he began, and then started to cry. "Honest, I don't want to cry, but you are like my family."
The boat waited while we comforted Spiro. When we finally embarked, our friends waved to us as the boat took us out to sea. After we disembarked in Italy, the train took us from Brindisi towards Switzerland, and nobody talked. The birds and the dogs were asleep. At the Swiss border, a very efficient guard checked our documents and wrote something. A few minutes later, Mother looked at the documents.
"What a rude man!" she exclaimed. "Look what he wrote!"
On the form, under description of passengers, it said, "One travelling circus." Larry looked at the form.
"Well, that's the penalty for leaving Corfu," he said.
The train continued towards England.